It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Travis Scott surprised Post Malone with the delivery of Chick-fil-A during his time at Travis Scott's Astroworld Fest over the weekend in Houston, Texas. Scott invited a group of Houston Rockets cheerleaders as well. All of them were waiting for Post in his trailer. Scott ordered Post trays of chicken tenders with 160 ounces of buffalo sauce and 6 gallons of sweet tea.
Ooh, that sounds so good right now.
I'm telling you what, I know that Liv the Web Girl is the person on the show that wants to date Post Malone, but I might make an exception now, even though I don't think he's attractive at all, because he is into Chick-fil-A so much.
Wait, well, Liv, you're going to let her sweep in here after saying your man looks like Oscar the Grouch in a garbage can.
Hell no. She even tries to touch my man. She is getting hands thrown at her.
Throw a bow.
I've been warned. Cardi B shared a video on her Instagram story of her posing topless in front of a mirror and turning to her side. The rapper was only wearing underwear, and she showed off how toned her body looks since she's given birth to her daughter Culture, Kiari Cephas, on July 10th. She did an Instagram live video and said, "I've been very depressed because I cannot stop losing weight. Not gaining, losing." She said, "It's so crazy because when I first gave birth, I did everything to lose my baby weight. I was drinking tea so it would curb my appetite. Now that I lost all the baby weight, I don't like looking too skinny." She said she was very skinny as a teenager, which she hated, and she hates it now. She said it's been really depressing her and making her sad. So that's kind of surprising. Usually a lot of celebrities are trying to lose that weight fast.
Yeah, they're like, "I'm too fat. I don't like how I feel anymore."
Singer Jessie J isn't taking the comparisons between her and Jenna Dewan lightly. On Friday, she responded to the comments made by fans that she resembles her boyfriend Channing Tatum's ex. She said, "I'm here to talk about the headline and the way the story has been written. I have continuously tried to find something positive from this article, but I have yet to." Beyond this story, it's constant with women. Picking favorites. Does the media do it with men? No. Are women gaining a positive lesson from it? No. So yeah, she's not happy. And Adam Levine went on Ellen to discuss rumors about Maroon 5 performing at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Whoever does it is probably, you know, equal parts nervous and excited. This is all speculative because I don't know who I'm talking about.
Right.
But
right.
If it were me, let's just say it was.
Let's say it is for this story.
If it were me, I'd be excited. I'd be nervous. You know, it's like a billion, bajillion people, bazillion. Is that a real number?
Yeah.
And so if I were doing it, which I can't confirm or deny I am, I would be, I'd be excited.
By the way, the Dancing with Stars finale is tonight. A lot of people are going to be watching that.
I'm looking forward to that. Like, I'm cheering on Bobby Bones. He's a radio guy.
Yeah.
So I've got to, like, see radio people do something. We never get credit for anything.
Except
we're just ugly people that talk.
Except for people not liking us. We get a lot of credit for that. I got credit for that over the weekend.
Congratulations.
That's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex.